Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Once again, this is Dr. Barton with The Truth in Medical Healing. As you know, folks, we broadcast every Friday at high noon Eastern Time and 9 a.m. Pacific Time. We've been doing this show for about seven or eight years every Friday, and wherever I am, we broadcast wherever you are, which is Worldwide Blog Talk Radio. So people that surf the net many times looking for ways out to get healthier, stronger, smarter, or whatever it is. And we have a lot of people that have actually joined our Friday listeners group. And we have even fellow Felix. Hey, Felix, I know that you're listening to the show, and you're over in Johannesburg, South Africa, which is about 6 or 7 hours ahead of us. And I know that you're okay because we just spoke yesterday. And we'll tell when we have more time to do the show, we can talk more about you. And also we have Ursula up in Talkeetna, Alaska, which is 50 miles northwest of Anchorage. Anyhow, let's get on with the show. We only have 30 minutes, folks. I can get a lot more time if I wanted to do this show, but I hardly have even time to do the 30 minutes that I do. And so let's talk a little bit about, if you really want to be healthy, where do you start off with? Well, the human body is 85% water. So what about that? Do you think that the water that you buy in the store is healthy, good for you? Well, 85% of the water that's available to us, let's say, is not only contaminated, but has many, many other impurities. So let's go back to understand a little bit easier, go quicker, that when creation occurred millions of years ago, and there were beaches and palm trees and bays coat, sand, blue-green water, white foam, beautiful green, and palm trees with the bark, the tan bark. And guess what? I've been to a lot of different beaches in my lifetime, and my favorite beach is still good old Miami Beach. And actually, when creation occurred, Miami Beach looked like that, and it still does. However, in the air, in the sand, in the palm frounds from the palm trees, there's all types of contamination. So somewhere, also, just to understand a little bit more, somewhere about the turn of the century, some fellow got fed up with riding around on horseback all the time, so he invented the internal combustion engine. Somebody else came along, put some wheels on it, and before you know it, they had a car. And now they're in every little corner, every street, no matter where you are, rich, poor, indifferent, whatever, there's millions and millions and millions of cars. All these engines all emit cancer-causing properties. Time to go into more detail about it. But that emission has created a society in which, I remember when I was a little kid, and I used to listen to, sometimes to my mom talking to relatives or friends on the phone, and I never heard that word cancer. And little by little by little, as time went on, then this one, the son was developing some type of cancer, this one, and before you know it, cancer is so widespread in our society, and you have to be able to sort of take charge, because the average doctor, I don't mean this to be nasty or anything like that, but the average doctor really doesn't know how to be healthy. Take a look. Take a look at the average doctor over the age of 50 and see for yourself. And by the way, folks, I'm a lot older than probably most of you listening to this show. And but I don't take any prescriptions at all. I take different nutrients. I have been all my life. And I also had the benefit of growing up in my daddy's old-time drugstore. My dad was teaching me the metric system and how to mix chemicals and this and that when I was like 10 years old. And, anyhow, just a little bit more about my favorite subject, which is me. Tom, are you listening? Folks, I have a really good friend of mine. His name is Tom Cat, believe it or not. That's his real name. At any rate, going right along, people are living longer. Longevity is increasing for a lot of different reasons. People are living longer, sicker. Okay, so if you really want to, at any age, it doesn't matter, you can restart your life. What does that mean? Well, make some basic changes. About, I don't know, maybe 20-some-odd years ago, I was in a medical convention in Tokyo, and I bumped into a gentleman whose name is Hiromi Shinya. Dr. Shinya is a world-renowned gastroenterologist because he's the fellow that actually invented colonoscopy. And he's the one that got me all started with this Japanese water technology, which is called Kangen water. Kangen, K-A-N-G-E-N, is a Japanese word which means back to origin. And we'll talk a little bit more about that in a couple of minutes. And so if you really want to be healthy, and I'm a perfect living example, and you need to sort of restart your life. Restart the life of your loved ones also. Well, what do you do? I said before, we're 85% water. So the cells of the body are bathed in interstitial fluid, which is really water. And some great things have happened because of medicine, because of the drug or the pharmaceutical companies. And a lot of things that happened in the past were fantastic. However, prescription medication is not the way to better health. You can't just stop because you're listening to me. You have to find other ways to be able to go to your doctor, if he really knows what he's doing, and tell you after you start to drink maybe 6 months of just Kangen water, and you also cut way, way back on your sugar intake, because everything that we buy has sugar in different forms added to it to sell more product. And, you know, we're in a, what kind of society is it called? I forgot. It's a money-making society, but it's there's a word for it. At any rate, when I had met Dr. Shinya in Tokyo, and he took me over to his clinic and showed me what he's doing, people with colonoscopy, with internal problems and cancers and so forth. And then he talked me into going over to Osaka, Japan. We had to get a little plane and fly over to the other side of the island. In Osaka, there's a factory that makes machines, a small machine, a little bit bigger than a toaster. It sits up on your kitchen counter. It hooks up to the tap water, and it actually restructures the water totally into pure water. And it's done through a process of ionization, I-O-N-I-Z-A-T-I-O-N. So there's a thing in the body. I learned about this in high school. Remember, Ellie, in last year? In Far Rockaway High School, in science, that's when I first learned about what's called the acid-base balance. So if that balance is maintained, like me, you're not going to get sick. You can't live forever. I mean, I love life, and I really do want to live forever. But I'm doing pretty good so far. And I have one thing. I don't take any medication because I don't need it, but I have been taking different nutrients for the past, I don't know how many years, ever since my dad got me started when I was 10, 11 years old. So lucky me. But the thing is this, that I also, when I said before, I want to talk a little bit more about my favorite topic, me. Well, anyhow, so, like I said, I don't take any medication for anything. And I take nutrients, and I have unending energy. I never, hardly ever, the only time I get tired is if I stay up too late at night, which is only just a normal thing. But otherwise, I have energy. I'm full of energy all the time. I can actually dance all night long if the music is good and maybe if my partner is looking okay. But whatever, I could play tennis 24/7. I'm a lousy tennis player, but I do it anyhow because I love the game and I love the exercise. So in my background, I practiced medicine for 23 years in Miami Beach. And I also had opened La Playa Health Resort at the Seacoast Towers, which was in Miami Beach. And we had people coming to La Playa Health Resort. And we did a total medical workup. And I had about two or three physician friends of mine that we did all type of different diagnostic evaluations. And with that being said, we were able to get a lot of people in the right direction. Simply is you need to drink pure water, Kangen water. And that's the only water that I've been drinking for the last 17 or 18 years. I also don't take any medication. It's not because I just don't want to take it. I don't need to take it because I was in the right foot to begin with. If you walk into today's pharmacy anywhere, CVS or Rite Aid or any of these stores, toward the back prescription department, there's about a long shelves that have maybe 600 or 700 prescriptions in one store ready to be picked up by their people that have taken those drugs. By the way, folks, we heard recently about this opioid epidemic and people dying from the opioids and this and that and the other thing. Well, guess what? There's God knows how many more percentage people die from their prescriptions they get from their own doctors. It's not the doctor's fault. It's not the doctor's fault. I'm purposely repeating that, okay? Because that's the society in which we live. You know that 65%, it might be higher now, but 65% of people over the age of 65 take 4 or 5 different medications, prescription medications, and that's what they have to do. Depend upon going to the doctor for a checkup. Well, when you go to the doctor for a checkup, you go to the waiting room, right? Well, it's a room where you wait. And you go into the doctor's office, someone checks your blood pressure, somebody else weighs you. The doctor also asks you, how do you feel? Do you feel better? How you doing? Renew your prescription. And that's your visit. I speeded it up because it usually takes longer. But that's the average healthcare in America. It's a joke. The American Pharmaceutical Association, I'm still a member. I just don't believe in resigning from memberships. You never can tell when it could be good for you. And so the American Pharmaceutical Association, the APHA, is basically, that's what they want to do, sell more drugs. Sell more. The deaths from opioids don't come anywhere near a people dying since they get from their doctors. So again, it's not the doctor's fault. It's the doctor's education, the average medical education. I went through the same thing. Oh, by the way, I forgot to tell you, I have 3 graduate degrees. How can I possibly forget that, Felix? Listen, I grew up in my daddy's old-time drugstore, which became a new-time drugstore when I became a teenager. My dad got a better store, a bigger store, whatever. Anyhow, the thing is this. I went to pharmacy school, so I have 3 graduate degrees, pharmacy, chiropractic, and medicine. By the way, I'm also a veteran of the United States Air Force, which I'm proud to say. So let me speed up before we start to get... Let me tell you, look at the ads on TV for prescription drugs. See people sitting in a nightclub, dancing, horseback riding, swimming, all of this other stuff. And by the way, toward the end of the ad, it says, you may die from this prescription. Not in those words, but other. Take a closer look the next time. So the APHA, American Pharmaceutical Association, that's what they want to do, sell more drugs, sell more prescriptions. Let me tell you a quick story about one of the largest pharmaceutical companies in the world called GlaxoSmithKline. About 15 or 20 years ago, can't remember exactly when it was, that GlaxoSmithKline were responsible for a number of deaths, people dying from a drug called Avandia. Avandia was put on the market for diabetes. It was on the market for over 10 years worldwide. And turns out that Avandia wasn't even a diabetic medication to begin with. GlaxoSmithKline paid a $3 million fine to federal government or whatever. $3 million, didn't matter. They make $3 million in an afternoon. So, folks, listen up. Every food item we buy is loaded down with sugar in different forms. This osis, that osis, lactose, fructose, real fructose from fruits and so forth and so on. It's real, but when it's added into formulas in many foods to make it taste sweeter and better, so you buy more food. And it's all about buying more of this, buy more food, get more prescriptions. And I'm way ahead of that because of a lot of my background, because of my studies, because of a lot of things. Tom and Ellie, hope you're listening to today's show. So the time has come. We want to be able to restart your life. It doesn't matter what age, because if you restart your age, I'm sorry, restart your life, you can live longer and healthier. Guess what? Up until the year 1922, way back then, whoever was diabetic, they got a bed or a gurney ready for people and put them into a ward in the hospital and just leave them alone because they were going to die anyhow. Then another drug company, pharmaceutical firm, Eli Lilly, still one of the largest firms in the world, was able to actually develop synthetic insulin. Pancreas develops insulin, so people that can't get the pancreas to work properly, whatever it is, and way back then, and even still, so people become diabetic. So we have in America over the age of 65, give you another statistic, that how many percent? 75 or 80% of the population in America over the age of 65 take diabetic and hypertensive, that is taking medication for. Let me tell you another thing. Fractures are increasing. More and more people are getting all kinds of fractures. They say, well, I'm getting older, so I tripped and I did this. Well, let me just tell you, when people that drink dark-colored sodas, like Pepsi, Coke, by the way, folks, I don't read from a script when I do these shows, so it's all memory. And I'm proving that my memory is not too bad. Anyhow, dark-colored sodas, Pepsi, Coke, Dr. Brown, in order to get the dark color, the manufacturers add phosphoric acid. That gives it the color. Phosphoric acid robs the bones of minerals. So more and more people are getting broken fractures, arms, legs, knees, hip fractures, all of that. They say, oh, I'm getting old, so I'm getting this fracture. Well, stop drinking the dark colored sodas, number one. Stop altogether. Number two, find out how to get Kangen water. I'm going to give you my number and my office in Fort Lauderdale, one time only, 954-772-2150. If and when you call there, just leave your name and number slowly and clearly. You can call in the weekends too. The phones are being manned, but there's no one that's going to be able to talk to you, and people that answer the phones don't have the answers anyhow. Okay? So getting back to fractures and so forth, and which is called osteoporosis, getting older. Yeah, as we get older, we have to supplant. We have to do supplementation, vitamin and mineral also supplementation. By the way, when I go into a restaurant anywhere, no matter where it is, and the waiter starts bringing over glasses of water, I don't even let him put it on the table because it's a suggestive type thing, whatever it may be. So I have a bottle of Kangen water right on my table. Whoever's with me, that's what we drink. That's only what we drink in a restaurant anywhere. So when people come to visit me, if they're carrying Poland water, by the way, the Poland water advertisements are fantastic. I think it's a great advertisement. The brook and the stream and up in Maine somewhere and all that. Well, all water is contaminated. Fracking is added to it. Fracking, I don't know what that is, but that's breaking through the earth's crust. The petroleum industry is doing that, has been doing that for years because they're looking for more deposits, so forth and so on. Fracking, F-R-A-C-K-I-N-G. One of the largest tomato growers in Pennsylvania. I forgot the name of the farm it is, but it goes for miles and miles of growing different type of tomatoes for the restaurants. There's many other tomato farms, of course. But anyhow, recently the whole thousands of acres of growing tomatoes was totally ruined because fracking allows chemicals to get into the different strata of the earth, including like even arsenic. Okay, we don't have the time to go into too much more detail. I hope that you have gotten a lot of details out of today's program so far. I want to tell you one more time, I'm trying to see if there's anything else that I can tell you about. And so as I said before, this program that I do is called a blog, BLOG, Worldwide Internet Radio. So people sometimes, lots of times, surf the net for health programs. And that's how I have picked up thousands of people that listen to this program every week. And folks, let me tell you, I've been drinking only Kangen water for the past 20-some-odd years, as I mentioned before. It's a powerful antioxidant water. It helps maintain what's called the acid-base balance, remember, Ellie, which helps the immune system to function. When you attend any of my workshops, you'll learn more about the dangers of sugar in our daily foods, which we mentioned before. So the water, drinking water, has to be pure water. And the only way to get pure water is to get Kangen water, because the technology that has been developed actually can take water and split it and make it into the strongest antioxidant. By the way, antioxidant, what is that? If you take an apple and you put it outside, if you take an apple and slice it in half, it starts to turn brown. That means that it's oxidizing. Take a piece of metal, put it overnight, it starts to rust up. Same thing. So if you have to take an antioxidant, because we, our bones, our cells, and so forth, as we're aging, they're oxidizing. Well, we want to slow down oxidizing, and that's how we can slow it down, by drinking Kangen water. And let me see if there's anything else that because we're going to get a notice from the station in a little bit, and I want to tell you more about drinking Kangen water. We're slowing the aging process. Slow down. We can get older. We also can, you know what free radicals are? Free radicals and aging. Free radicals increase aging. In order to, you can go on to the number that I gave you before and leave a name and number. You more information on free radicals. There's not enough time in today's show. But I'll tell you one thing, that what we want to do, what I want to do, which I've already started doing, slowing the aging process. And Tom, I know you told me that I look like an old haggard trauma or something, whatever you say. But the thing is, I look pretty good. And how do I know I look pretty good? I'm not going to tell you. It's a secret. Think about it. And what we want, and the physiology of Kangen water is designed to increase bicarbonates in the blood. Because as we age, we lose bicarbonates, which actually buffer or neutralize acids. So the water, the Kangen water, does a lot of, like, stomach acid and Kangen water. And as we go through life, we deplete what's called bicarbonates. And bicarbonates are very, very important to the daily lives that we lead. And let's talk a little bit more about what people exercising alongside the highway, and they're riding bikes and doing things, and maybe the water's on one side, and trucks and buses, and with all that emission coming out, the people are exercising, and they look good, and they're enjoying it, and there's palm trees, and if you're not in South Florida, then wherever else you are, and the trees are green in the time of year, wherever it may be, even in New York, and everything looks good, looks healthy, and so forth. But it's all diseased. It's all toxic. It just doesn't mean that, but you can enjoy it all if you can protect the body's cells, like I do. That's so far. And let's talk a little bit more. We talked a little bit about some of the drugs that are on the market. I told you about Eli Lilly and Avandia, and also about osteoporosis. And And the fact is that we want to make sure that whatever I say, folks, by the way, that whatever I say about the doctors and about the medical visit, I don't mean anything bad about it. I just mean that wake up and open up your eyes. Open up your brain. God gave you a great brain. Use it. And prescription drugs have to be prescribed upon individual patient's metabolism type. There's four types of metabolism: poor, rapid, ultra rapid, and normal. This technology was determined only a few years ago. Many doctors don't even know about it. They just say metabolism. Is the word metabolism, the workings of the body, all the cells, all the organs, and all of that? Yes. But there's four different types. If somebody has a poor metabolism, that doesn't mean it's bad. It just means that's the way your metabolism is. So the doctor needs to know which prescription drug is the one to prescribe for you if you need a prescription drug. That was the warning we got, folks, with 90 seconds left on today's shows. So in that 90 seconds, let me just say this. Let's say a special prayer for these crazy people around the world that are killing other people and doing this and doing that. And people don't realize that God gave us a wonderful life to be able to be enjoyed, and people should take care of each other. That's why I do this show. That's why I do a lot of things which I don't charge anything for. And I go and I do a lot of... Okay, we got a minute left, folks. So in that minute, let's pray for the virus to disappear. I wanted to say something more about the virus, but I just don't have the time. Tune in next Friday. We'll talk more about the virus and what you should do to protect yourselves. And to all my Latin friends in Miami that are listening to the show today, let me say, disfrute un fin de semana, to enjoy, have a happy, healthy weekend. And to everyone else, and to all my Orthodox Jewish friends in Brooklyn and South Miami, say Baruch Hashem, and be healthy and happy, and look out for others. And if you look out for others, you'll be a lot better off for it. And on that note, folks, I say adios, y'all.